We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Red Wing GM Ken Holland joins us this morning at 8:50. But right now, let's talk to, for the final time, and I know that makes him very happy.
Final time for right now.
Final time for at least the next 24 hours.
Yes.
Our friend Rick Mahorn to talk NBA Finals on the Troy Laser Hotline. Good morning, Rick. Guess what? You get to sleep in from now on.
No, you don't know something. Who said I was supposed to come on? I'm not coming on with you guys. I don't like you guys.
I know.
When are you going to get that three of thick skulls?
I don't
What's
know.
Going on, guys?
We keep calling. You keep answering. Good morning. Good morning. So what's your takeaway from last night? We were talking about it, Stoney and I were, and it's just, I mean, anybody who wants to find, any faults with LeBron or KD or Steph or anybody, I mean, you saw great players on full display last night.
Yes, you did. It was one of those games that you were expecting to see four, maybe seven of them in, but you know what? The better team won. Remember I told you last game, Cleveland can ill afford to have that third high scorer not scoring. Kevin Love didn't score the way he did in game four. So with that happening, and then, you know, Golden State can live without Klay Thompson scoring a lot of points. But when you got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, those two, you know, it's a heck of a weapon, a 1-2 punch that you can't really stop.
Well, J.R. Smith took up for Kevin Love. I mean, the shots that he was making and keeping him in the games were hellacious.
Well, you know, that's him. That's him, Stoney. I've seen him all his life. I mean, most of his career in the NBA. And when he jacks up shots, when he was with the Knicks, everybody kept saying, oh, he just jacks up shots. But that's who he is. So he didn't take up Kevin Love's slack. Kevin Love really didn't give him what they really needed in the hustle points. And that's where, you know, you got to figure it out, because all of a sudden Golden State start attacking the basket, using their length, with Kevin Durant, who really just took over at opportune times.
We were talking about LeBron, Rick, and he averaged a triple-double in the NBA Finals, first guy to ever do that. The detractors will say that LeBron James has advanced to the NBA Finals 8 times in his career, and he is 3-5 in those finals. What do you say to that?
You know, I say that he is one, if not the best player, probably to play this game. And I'm going to tell you something, man. He could have got MVP being a loser of the team, you know, being a losing team. And that could have been in the first trilogy of this NBA Finals, where he could have been MVP all day, every day.
Well, what he does to me is everything. Do you think he deferred too much?
I don't think he defers too much. It's the fact that's who he is. You know, Stoney and Jamie, when you have a guy like LeBron James, who's looking to make the pass and make everybody else better around him, if you want him to just dominate, he can be Russell Westbrook all day, every day. They need him to facilitate and get the Kyrie Irvings going and get the Kevin Loves going. That's who he is, and you have to surround him with shooters. If they get another shooter, let's just say if they ever envision Ray Allen again, oh, my gosh, this guy is going to be lights out, because then you'll say he's facilitating. He knows he can rely on Ray Allen and not Kyle Korver to make shots. And you got to give it to Golden State. Iguodala had 20 points off the bench, and you go, wow, he outscored the whole Cleveland Cavaliers bench.
Talking to Rick Mahorn on the Troy Laser Hotline. Warriors win the championship 129-120. We were talking, Rick, right before you came on about Steph Curry. And, you know, you're courtside every night with those Pistons games, and you obviously are still in touch with a lot of players, being a former player yourself. It seems to me this guy is wildly popular among, you know, 12-year-olds. They all want to buy his jerseys and buy his shoes. I feel like NBA players, there's not like this, I don't know. Is there a resentment of Steph Curry? Is it because he doesn't look like he should be a star, or am I reading into that too much? Because, you know,
I think you're reading into it too much. Everybody doesn't want to be Shaquille O'Neal or, you know, a giant-sized guy. everybody wants to be that young, you know, flashy guy. The young kids want, you know, when Allen Iverson, you know, embarked on this league, everybody wanted to be AI. Everybody wanted to be like Michael, guys that handle the basketball more so than, you know, a guy like Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain, where the game is changed. Steph Curry shoots threes. Everybody wants to shoot threes. This is what this league is starting to come to.
But I think Jamie was talking about his fellow players.
Like LeBron.
No, it's not even any resentment. I mean, why would you resent something that's the new hotness? You know, we look at if it's some shoes that you like, it's the new hotness. If you like Michael Air Jordans, you know, people are going to get those. It's all a fad. And is it any resentment? Did I ever not like a Michael Jordan? I respected Michael Jordan. Let's compete at a high level. And you know what? I probably did want to knock him on his ass a bunch of times, which I did anyway. But I never really resented just because everybody liked him. That's just like growing up as a kid. Everybody likes this kid. He's the most popular kid. I didn't care. I just wanted to make sure that I established myself.
Do you think the game is different if Kyrie Irving is 100%? Because he definitely struggled physically in the last quarter. Because when he was on, they couldn't stop him.
No, I mean, this is what, you know, I was with Herm Edwards last night and hanging out with James Edwards and Buddha. You know, and Herm Edwards, NFL analyst, he was like, this game is so soft. You know how he talks and gets you going. You can go down the lane and just walk down there. Nobody's going to knock you on your ass. But, you know, this is what the league looks like. I mean, it's all about entertainment. And it was a very entertaining game last night. It wasn't a blowout. It was an entertaining game. And if Kyrie Irving, you know, that's what I'm saying. When one man goes down, somebody else has to step up.
Any reason to think we won't see a rematch again next year?
I hope not. I get it's like looking when I was growing up, looking at the Celtics and the Lakers playing. I like diversity. I like to see like football when you can get. Well, of course, I'm a Patriots fan, but when you look at the Patriots, I don't like to see them coming in winning it all the time. It gets mundane. It's like, okay, what else can fans look forward to? It's like, oh, next year we're going to look forward to the Golden State Warriors. I like to see a little other teams step it up, step their game up, get mad. There's 28 teams that were sitting there watching the players on 28 teams looking at watching it. Man, you got to figure, let's ball. Let's get there. Let's get to that plateau and be hungry like we did back in the day with the Bad Boys.
Now, I've known you for about, I don't know, over 30 years. I never heard you say that you were a Patriots fan. It has nothing to do with them winning Super Bowls.
No, I've been a Patriots fan because I'm from Hartford, Connecticut. Come on, man.
I know.
It's a good reason.
Brogan, and I got Buddha in the car, and he's mad because he's a Seattle Seahawks fan. He's still mad at that play. You see how you see what I got to deal with? I'm about to be in a golf tournament with this guy. But the thing is, you know what? It's not that. My family was more of a Giants fan because
right.
When you're in Hartford, Connecticut, you're in the middle. I'm a Yankees fan. I mean, I grew up that way. I was a Knicks fan until I got in the NBA. What else is new?
Well, tell Buddha they probably should have given the ball to Marshawn on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, Buddha, they should have gave the ball to Marshawn Lynch. You know, what happened? You know, that your coach so creative. Boy, Pete Carroll, great coach. It was the reason why he was out of the league and then he got back. Come on, Buddha.
Hey, Rick, by the way, since you're with Buddha, how's it feel to be with a guy that the reason you got left off you went to the expansion draft was because of Buddha?
It wasn't because of Buddha. It was they thought that nobody would take damaged goods. They knew my back was, you know, kind of jacked up. But that was Jack McCluskey, bless his soul, as he's of his passing. But, you know, it's all calculated. This is the business, man. I don't care. Buddha's going to be my best friend.
I know.
Regardless, as I used to bust his ass back in the day.
All right, guy. Well, to Rick and Buddha, appreciate the time, Rick. Thanks for joining us all the way through the finals, and we'll
so
talk to you soon.
I ain't got to mess.
I know.
I'm so glad I ain't got to mess with you bums anymore until the season starts. But, no, y'all have a good one, man.
Thanks, Ricky.
Good luck in the golf tournament today. There he is, Rick Mahorn, joining us here on the Troy Laser Hotline. With special guest appearance by James Buddha Edward.
The Buddha Train.
My all-time favorite random Las Vegas running into. You know how you always see a weird random celebrity in Las Vegas? Buddha.
Buddha was yours?
Yeah. I was at some box. I got tickets to a fight, and I got tickets to like the after party, and there were like a lot of like celebrities there. I was like, wow. It was Kevin Costner was there. Drew Carey was there. and
that almost
and
beats
Buddha.
It almost beats my Buddha. After party boxing story from Las Vegas.
God, great tease, Tony. We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.